Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Can YouTube star Alex Trainer burp all 26 letters of the alphabet live on the air?
I love that I filled out a whole form of all of my best stories, and this is what you lashed out to.
Well, apparently you don't know us.
Yeah. No, I can do it. I just want to point out that I can do the W, and people take that for granted because the W has three syllables in it.
W.
So yeah. Anyone can get the 25, but to get the nail the W, that's the art.
Right.
So when you do W, it's not just blah.
Well, I mean, it is, but like... I mean, I'm making a town.
Not W.
Yeah.
Python's demonic.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Sure.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X,
nice. Wow, you know what
tremendous.
It sounds like if Stephen Hawking had a problem with his board?
Man, that's first thing in the morning. That's impressive.
That's very impressive.
Right. Look, it wasn't my best W, but like the thing I'm most proud of is the W.
Yeah, now you should be.
Phil, you have a talent, right?
Always been able to make myself burp. I don't know why.
He can burp at will, yes.
Yeah, I kind of can.
I don't know
what
will is, but yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't had any soda. I've only had water today, but that's... I've never done the speaking thing very well, but let's see what I can muster up. Hold on. Give me like 10 seconds.
You say the word muster, I think bad things. I can fart the Gettysburg Address.
See, that I would pay money to go see.
Hold on. Oh. That's an opener.
That's a warm-up?
Yeah. That's an opener, right? I felt it.
Hold on.
Back of my head. So what did you do?
Now, Alex, can you do a long one or...
Like prolonged burp?
Ooh.
That's with nothing.
No, that needs to actually be a real burp. This is me like swallowing air. I want to be honest. This is easy.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, just for show.
Right. No, the ABC was amazing. The alphabet was amazing.
I'm letting you guys in behind the curtain, but yeah, I'm just swallowing air. It's not.
Yeah, it's a great job.
I didn't chug a lot of seltzer.
Wow.
It feels like I just have to like keep pulling them out.
I felt an anchovy come out of that one.
There you go.
That's the best I could do. That.
Can you do one, AJ?
Poser.
What? Yeah. Yeah. You know, I'd like to.
Guys, it's quantity,
right.
Not quality.
Quantity. Yeah.
That's what I preach.
I've got neither one.
It works for you.
Right.
There you go.
You should say this is a Marconi award-winning show.
But also, can you
that
form
is weird.
Words?
Marconi award-winning show.
No, form words?
Yeah, anyone can burp. A, just form it.
Say
yeah.
Far from pooping.
B, far from pooping.
C, A, B,
It sounds like a Ramstein video.
I mean...
Don't do hot!
Travelers came through, another successful sporting event in Connecticut, which is a good thing for Connecticut.
Weather cooperated.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Rory McIlroy has to crap on us.
Damn it.
Why does he have to do that?
Hey, Rory.
You know who he is, right?
Yeah.
You know, big famous golfer. He won this once.
Yeah.
He won this tournament not too long ago. Here he is.
Yeah, I don't particularly like when a tournament's like this. Unfortunately, technology has passed this course by, right? I mean, it sort of has made it obsolete, especially when it's as soft as it has been with a little bit of rain that we had. So again, like the conversation's going back to, limiting the golf ball and stuff like that. When we come to courses like this and, they just don't present the challenge that they used to.
There's not much they can do to lengthen it. Is there anything else?
All right, shut up.
His voice makes me want to hear him sing the unicorn song.
Rory, just let us have this. Just
can we just
have
something?
This.
Just say,
Connecticut.
I had a good time. I'll be here again next year. Done.
He doesn't even have to say he'll be here next year.
Right.
Just say, I had a tough day. I had a tough day.
I had a tough day.
I came out hot.
That's right.
And then I sucked.
Exactly. The crowd was soft and so was I.
I still made like $600,000.
I'm still rich. And now I'll never dance.
Let it go. But no!
But no!
Let's bring on News 8 news director, sports director, John Pearson. Hey.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Why? Why did he have to do that to us?
I don't know. It's kind of funny. I thought the same thing. And a lot of it flew under the radar because while he was doing that, you know, Keegan Bradley's out there challenging, you know, for a course record and maybe even a PGA Tour record at like, he's like 26 under. So a lot of people didn't see that until very late. And Rory is usually very complimentary of the tournament. He loves the way they take care of the players and so on and so forth. But yeah, that was his parting shot. And like you said, he still walked out of there and took his $600,000 check with him. So it's not like he gave it back. I don't know. It's caught us by surprise. So I'm wondering if he's setting up to say, I don't want to come back and play next year. Who knows?
What was he talking about with the course? Because hasn't it been warm enough?
Yeah. So the scores, six, I think there was like 60, I counted up last night, 67 golfers made the cut and played. And 44 guys were like 10 under or better, and only one guy shot over par. So that's really unusual. I don't think we've ever seen that at the Travelers before. So when you're shooting 23 under, two guys are 20 under. Rory was 18 under, so he finished tied for seventh. That's not too bad. I don't remember seeing it ever, like that many scores that low. So guys,
there were some monster numbers, yeah.
Yeah, guys are getting better. Equipment is getting better. You know, the balls are tighter, so they travel farther. And, you know, when it gets wet, you can take more chances when you're hitting in towards the green because the ball's going to sit for you. If it hits the ground, it's going to, like, you know, not roll as far. So if it was drier, the ball might have rolled and been a little more challenging. But so that's, I guess, kind of hopefully I explained it the right way. So he didn't like that. He thinks that, you know, maybe they should – if they had more yardage, they can make it longer holes. So I'm not trying to defend him, but I think that's where he was going with that.
It makes no sense. Yeah. He's played here before.
Right.
What'd you think? We're going to stretch it out?
That would have been my – why come if you don't like the championship here? Like, why would you come?
Right.
Yeah, and that's what, but that's the thing that bothered me. Like, he's always talks about how much he loves it. If you talk to him earlier in the week, it's a great tournament. You know, Nathan Groove and Andy DeBissette and Travelers do a great job putting this tournament on. They treat the players so well. And again, he had his best finish ever here, tied for seventh. I think prior to that, he had finished 11th, was his best finish here. And he's been here a handful of times.
So he never won it?
No, Rory never won the tournament.
Oh, that's right, he did. I know he won something. I heard that name before.
He did have kind of a historic moment.
Is the
Masters
something in us?
Right.
I don't follow these guys. There's too many of them.
He won something. Yeah.
He's won a lot.
He's won a lot. He had a hole in one out here this year.
First of his career.
Nice.
Right. And then a couple years ago, he was making a run where it looked like he was going to win it. And then he, like, on the 17th hole, he hit the ball in the water. And then he had another bad shot. Before you know it, he had like an eight. And it kind of cost him the tournament. So he's played well here before. If that's the case, then, you know, make these. If Rory thinks it's too tough, then come back and play with a wooden club from the 50s and see how.
Yeah. Mr. Golfer.
Hey, buddy, if you want to go to Boston, you got to take the long way now. You got to go up New York, Mass Pike over.
Right.
Do not go through here.
Traffic.
Yeah, leave our pizza alone while you're at it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he ate a lot of that. But. And he had the biggest gallery. I mean, there's so many people following him and cheering him on, and it is a sour taste to walk out with that's the last thing you say as you leave. That was literally the last question in the press conference, and they're like, "Okay, Rory, thank you very much," and he walks off. And,
right.
You know, actually,
wow.
He's left.
Right.
Yeah.
He didn't mention. Just kidding.
Did you get a chance to talk to him at all, or no?
No. It's funny how it works out. You know, we're out there shooting golf as well because. I'm covering one hole or the other. And earlier in the week, Eric Dobratz, who's also in the sports bar, I think was in one of the press conferences. But often we don't get a chance because we can't be everywhere. And at that time, you know, Keegan Bradley was the story. So we're kind of following him around. So we didn't get a chance to talk to him this year. But in years past, we have. And he's always been very, you know, he's always been very good. He's always been outspoken. I mean, he was very outspoken about the whole live tour thing, and you know, a few weeks back called himself a sacrificial lamb for the, because he really stood up for the PGA Tour when that whole thing came out.
That's what I thought. I thought that this was about more the anger that's been building in him since he got screwed by the LIV.
Yeah.
Oh, and they, even after the merger, they've said some really nasty things about him.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so that's why he's a little cranky.
Yeah. There's a bit of, I think that, you know, there's some other guy, you know, they don't get along, you know, they don't like what he said. He doesn't like what they've said. So, you know, it's probably a good thing for golf. You know, whether you got a villain, a bad guy, you know, guys going against each other, it's probably not a bad thing.
Human drama.
He's a shooter McGavin. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. But
I'd be mad too if I tried to defend something that I believed strongly in, and then they just flipped on me for money, yeah, and that cost me a tremendous amount of money. I'd be pissed.
Seemingly, right, the first chance they got, like there was no like long standoff. It was like the first time they sat down at the table, they're like, "Okay, we agree."
Yeah. There's something really. I think there's some real underlying current there.
It's,
I think,
just
that.
Gross.
It is gross. It is. I'm kind of curious to see how this plays out. You
know, how are they going to pay all these people all that money? Like, good luck, television.
I don't know.
Wait until they sit down with you to negotiate a deal.
Yep.
Or wherever they're going, social media, whatever. But Rory didn't have to crap on the Travelers.
No.
No, he didn't. And, you know, it is a smaller course when it comes down to it. You know, you look at, like, they played the U.S. Open, and the holes are longer. I don't think he was trying to be mean, but, you know, it comes across really kind of, a bad way for him, I think. And let's say, I think the big thing is, let's see if he comes back next year. That's right. Going to be the big question, because he's been a regular for the most part the last, you know, handful of years.
Next year, they're going to say, that caddy looks familiar.
shut up!
You know, you mentioned the Open, and part of the reason the players have loved this tournament in the past, like up until recently, it was one of their favorites to play, is because it's sort of like this breath of fresh air in this demanding schedule. The U.S. Open is such a very tough tournament, and then you get to come to the Travelers and sort of like regain your form and have some of these great rounds. Like, that's sort of what makes it attractive.
That's what has made every tournament here cool. Like our tennis, our golf is a break, and this is where they get to just have fun.
Just
and
relax.
Not feel all the stress.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, exhale a little bit. And, you know, I mean, listen, as a fan, too, I mean, you go in there and you're standing around with 23. I mean, I think that's kind of cool. You got guys getting a chance to get eagles, birdie shots. I mean, it's almost like watching a home run or seeing a dunk in a basketball game. There's some excitement to that. I mean, I would hate to see guys constantly struggling to make par at events. I mean, listen, everyone wants a challenge here and there, but every week, you know, like I said, a breath of, and to exhale is not a bad thing. And I think most guys, you know, Patrick Cantlay, who's one of the top players in the world, you know, had great things to say, about it, you know, and he says there are challenging parts of the course. A lot of guys say the same thing. This is the first time I've heard anyone go that direction with it, but I think he's just talking about the technology. He hits the ball.
It was like he'd never played the course before.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Like, he was like, what is this? This is like the technology we've gone past that this has been left behind.
I don't remember.
Hey, dude, you were here last year.
Right. Hello. Got pictures and everything.
Yeah. I don't know what got into him. And I kind of wish I was in the press conference because I would have liked to ask him another question. But they also
losing like $800 million.
Yeah.
He's mad about other things, and he's just, you know,
angry,
spitting fire at the world now.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he might. We'll see. We'll see again next week. Comes here next year. It's always nice to have him. Like, he's fun to watch. That's for sure.
John Pearson, News 8 is on. Did you get a chance to play in that Celebrity Pro Am?
No, I got to chase. I got to chase people around with the video camera and ask questions for a little bit.
Talk to anyone interesting.
Was there? Yeah, Bill Murray was there.
Cool.
That was fun. He's played before. His son, Luke Murray, is an assistant coach at UConn, so I think that helped him to come back and play. And he entertained the crowd. He had a big UConn contingent playing, you know, coaches, Jim Calhoun and Gino Auriemma. Who else? Bill Murray was the headliner, though. So that was a fun day, too.
Awesome. Well, good to hear you. And if you get a chance to talk to Rory, please tell him We said, suck it.
All right, hold on, let me write that down.
Okay. Yeah, it's a direct quote.
Double K's.
Suck it, double K, suck it. Okay, got it.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Take care, everybody.
You doing? John Pearson, News 8. Talking about not so healthy habits of people who have lived long. Emmanuel in Kaskab.
I have a friend whose grandmother lived to be, I think, 99. She ate cake in the morning every day of her life.
Okay.
Like, which is probably not the healthiest thing to eat for breakfast.
That's exactly what we're looking for.
Exactly, yeah.
Non-healthy habits.
Right, cake.
Cake.
What am I doing with cake?
Every morning.
Right.
And she did not believe in flossing her teeth.
Oh.
So she never flossed her teeth her entire life.
That's why the cake was nice and soft when she lost her teeth.
Well, were they still around or did they fall out?
Right. She kept them in the jar.
Kind of gross, I'd say.
What, did she have her teeth or not have her teeth?
Somehow she kept all of her teeth.
Wow. They're afraid to fall out. They miss cake.
Flossing's a scam, guys. You heard it here on the radio.
Exactly.
Don't do it.
No need to floss. Have those ribs, damn it, and that corn of the cob and the chicken wings.
That's the thing. There are people who are like 100 years old. Yeah, I smoked 2 packs a day.
Right.
My whole life since I was 2.
And I drank whiskey.
Doctors used to give women who were pregnant, they would say, have a shot of whiskey before you go to bed.
You need to relax.
Right. You need to relax.
Right, the baby will stop kicking.
All right, so cake every morning.
Right.
No she flossing. She lived to 95, no flossing. No cake flossing. Every day, no flossing, lived right. to 95. All her teeth.
We want to kiss her.
99,
right.
You know, getting to 90 is impressive, but like that 95 to 99 is really impressive.
That's something.
Yeah, that's the race.
And how did she die?
Natural causes.
Oh.
Look at that.
And she was crossing the road and hit by a busking cake. She was hit by a cake truck.
I love your laugh at the end. Natural causes.
That's what I told the insurance company.
Not sure if I believe you.
Nana was loaded. And now so am I.
Unsolved murder. We got it.
The cake caper.
That's a great call. Thank you.
Cake for breakfast sounds good to me. I don't know.
Seriously. Have Entenmann's right now.
No, flossing. Flossing is such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, forget it.
It really is.
Do you floss?
Not often. No. I just brush my teeth really well.
Yeah, you have all your teeth.
Yep.
So there you go. All right. Not so healthy habits. I thought we'd have more calls from, because we all have people in our lives that are old school people.
My grandfather was 92 years old, died at 92. And he, Puerto Rican food, everything is fried. And he ate Puerto Rican food every single day. Like, he would make, bastelillos, which is, I guess, like an empanada for most people.
Nice.
But bastelillos, and when you make those, you got to, like, fill a frying pan with oil. And it wasn't like the low trans fat, whatever the hell crap in me. He put oil in there. And he made the bastelillos, which is chopped meat. And it wasn't low fat chopped meat, nothing like that. Like, this was like the. I mean,
low fat chopped meat.
You want to taste it?
When
you
had,
get the fat in
when
there.
When you had dinner over there, you left shiny from all the oil in the air. If your hair was high, it was flat. You get in the chair, what? It was like a slide. And I always drank a big glass of milk with every meal. Whole milk, not low fat. Whole milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and chew juicy fruit gum every single day. So you got sugar, you got fats, you got oils, you got everything. 92 years old.
92. And how did he die?
Natural causes.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, he slipped.
Natural causes.
He slipped across the living room.
Oh, my dad smoked his whole life. I think he started as a kid.
Most of them did.
Portugal.
Yeah.
There were no filters on the cigarettes.
Right. A lot.
Oh, jeez. He smoked a lot, too. He basically always had a cigarette in his mouth.
Yeah.
I never heard him once say, I should go on a diet.
Or have a salad.
He was never really fat, but he ate whatever he wanted. He'd make trays of lasagna, whatever.
He would never was.
Fried food. My dad was never heavy.
Yeah. Good metabolism.
Yeah.
We got to keep taking calls till we get the 197-year-old, like, PCP every morning.
Right.
Yeah, wake up. Got to get my angel dust.
Crack.
Yeah.
We need a crack grandma.
Yeah, and he lived to 84, and it was dementia and Alzheimer's that took him out. It wasn't even,
like a cancer.
Clogged arteries or cancer.
Yeah.
Coming up in September, my grandpa Richie, is going to have his birthday, big one, and he smokes a pipe. And as long as I've been alive, 36 years, I've known him to be like a guy that he shows up and he'll have a cigar or he'll smoke his pipe at my baseball games. He would sit in the stands.
Yeah.
We just saw him a couple weekends ago. He was sitting there with the pipe. It was like, okay.
Oh, God.
My still
house,
going.
My house, between my dad smoking a pipe, my mom making Puerto Rican food. When you walk down the stairs to the kitchen, you look like landing in L.A.
I should clarify for Alex, this is just a tobacco pipe, not the one you were talking about.
Alex got so hopeful.
He did for a second.
Yes!
He's like, now we're getting somewhere with this segment.
Look, I mean, I'm just, you know, it's the logical conclusion of this. Yes. My grandma just gets drunk. I mean, come
right.
on.
Nice. At 106.
Why yeah, not? She gets drunk.
For that.
Nice. And then she calls me her boyfriend.
Nice.
Makes me very deeply uncomfortable.
Right. Sit down next to grandma. Not good.
Yeah.
I got that thing I got to do. I got to go cut some videos.
Chaz and AJ.
My dad lived to 97. We lived in a small farm, and he used to chew tobacco. And then he smoked cigars constantly. Then as he got older, he resorted to eating, let's say maybe a pound or two of Hershey Kisses every time there was a ball game.
He was known for a smile, right?
At that point, just get
then
a bar of Hershey's.
Then he was such a pastry lover. I mean, he would sit down and eat like a dozen of eclairs all on his own.
That's impressive.
The man lived. The man
my
lived.
Father liked eclairs, too.
Oh, I love eclairs.
My mom cooked with Crisco for almost everything.
Crisco.
There'd be that big giant tub next to the stuff.
No. My grandfather had the can.
Yeah, the
with
can.
With the handle on
That's
it.
The big one.
Yeah, like a gas can of Crisco.
Yeah. You don't forget the spoon. You just reach in with your hand. Just throw it on the pot.
He just pour it. He had the spout and everything.
I would kill to sit behind a man at a baseball game individually unwrapping hundreds of Hershey Kisses.
Seriously.
Thrill of my life.
You can tell where he sat.
He's still going.
And the thing is that even today we laugh about our dad because he had no teeth by the time he got into his 80s. So it's like he would sit there like a chipmunk with all these Hershey Kisses in his mouth.
Sucking kisses.
Just let them melt in there.
That sounds gross, sucking kisses.
He went to the game, the Little League game, and was sucking kisses.
Right, you got
to
go, sir. Yeah, that's, yeah.
But you get arrested for that.
He's got a weird, odd smile. He's got
to
go.
My mom lived to age 90. I don't know about me, though.
Have you tried PCP?
No, I don't try
It could
that
be
stuff.
The key for someone. We don't know until we try.
We're trying to help Alex out of here.
My goodness.
Hey, thank you for calling. Ross and Trumbull.
How about 5-pack cool super long 100s?
Whoa.
A day?
A day.
It's 100 cigarettes a day.
And then my mother smokes 4 packs of cigarettes a day.
Even the dog has a cough in the house.
That's one of those when you go into the house, you leave feeling like you got sticky nicotine on your hands.
Right, when you move the furniture, you can see where the
you
furniture
see where
was.
It was.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, the chair goes there.
You move the clock.
Right.
It's like, oh.
Right.
You the just wallpaper was white.
You leave against the wall for a while, you come out, and there's your imprint.
We need somebody who does the math here. Is there ever downtime?
No. When they sleep, that's about it.
How many hours did they sleep?
No. My mother went out and bought a waterbed. She was scared that my father would light the place on fire because he would sleep smoking.
Right. Yeah, they call it smoke on the water.
That's brilliant.
Nice.
How many hours a day do you think they'd sleep? Let's just say 8.
Okay.
He'd go to about 9 o'clock and get up 4 every morning.
Okay. So based on my schedule.
All right, so if you're awake for 16 hours, you're averaging more than 6 cigarettes an hour.
He never saw him without a cigarette. Never.
Right, the ashtray is always full.
So that must have been some of those cigarettes where, yeah, I left one somewhere, I'm going to light another
one. Yeah, one in every room.
You didn't take it everyone down to the filter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, you did.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
And they were cool.
When we were 6 years old, we'd go to the store, and they'd give us a note for the store owner what cigarettes to buy, because we didn't know what the heck it was. They'd give us a carton of cool, super long 100s.
Right. When you hear kids used to be able to do that.
We'd buy a carton.
Yeah, you go in with a note from your parents.
Exactly.
You know, I'm starting to think that man had a problem.
Especially mental cigarettes are the worst.
I won't even go near a cigarette.
Well, you had enough growing up in that house.
He smoked for you.
Well, it used to be fun. We'd go on car rides. We used to look like Cheech and Chong when we'd get out.
The kids come out all smoky.
It's funny how much we've learned, you know, because back in the day, the parents would smoke, the windows are up.
You can't smoke. Every time he went to the doctor's and he'd get x-rays because the doctors say there's no problem. He always said there was never a problem with the smoking.
The man was unbreakable.
Some of those cigarettes were horrible. My mother used to smoke Salem Light 100s.
Oh.
It was like, why don't you just roll up fiberglass
right.
in paper
right.
and smoke it?
Exactly.
No, thank you.
Yeah. It was gross.
Ugh.
Gross, gross, gross. Wayne, Long Island.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. My mom, she started smoking when she was 13 years old because they said back then it made you healthy.
Right.
Yeah.
Smoke for
and
health.
And she lived to be 89, and she smoked at least 2 packs a day. I literally calculated out she smoked over 1 million cigarettes in her life.
Wow.
And my father, yeah, and she only spit out 9 kids and smoked through the whole thing.
Wow.
One of 9.
She probably had a cigarette in her mouth while she was pushing them out.
Each kid's not smoky.
She was blowing smoke rings.
And what's so funny is my father was a Korean War vet in the Navy, and he used to go to the VA all the time. And the doctors used to always sit there, dude, you have to quit smoking. He's like, I've never smoked a cigarette in my life.
Oh, secondhand smoke.
Yeah, I've never smoked a cigarette. I probably smoked about 500 packs of secondhand smoke. Who knows?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But, and it was just like, and my dad passed away. He's such a sarcastic guy. He decided to do it on Christmas morning.
Oh,
and
great.
Thanks. My mom was like so upset, this and that. She loved my father so much. But she loves cigarettes more.
I named this carton after him.
That sounds like an awesome obituary.
Yep.
You just see, oh my God. Oh my God. She could never stop smoking.
Yeah, all those clouds in the sky right now, that's grandma, that's mom.
Smoking.
Exactly.
The show is like an anti public service announcement.
Right.
That's right.
Right. Eat the bacon.
You're
smoke
getting
the
all the wrong messages
smoke.
Now.
Drink the whiskey.
I hope I have my mom's DNA because to live to be 89 with what she drank and smoked and even when she was pregnant, she drank wine and smoked cigarettes.
Think of the television commercials, though, in the ads for cigarettes when
it was
you
glamorous.
Them. Oh, you're on a sailboat.
Yes.
Dressed in white.
Right. Riding a bicycle.
Smiling with a little cigarette in your mouth.
Riding a bicycle.
On a sailboat.
Yeah. Right.
What's more fresher than a sailboat?
Right.
Like fresh air.
Exactly.
We're on a sailboat.
Makes a bitch to life, though. Yeah.
We're at work.
Yep. Exactly.
I'm successful.
Exactly, yes.
Yep. And she smoked in the car with the windows up the whole time when we were kids. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Words can't be described. It's just... Yeah, but she lived to be 89. I'm hoping I have a DNA. I don't think I'm even going to come close to living that long, but maybe I should start smoking.
Yeah, go for it. Go
Pick
for
it up.
Yeah.
All right, Wayne.
Work
thank
mom.
You.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Jessica Fairfield.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hello.
So my great-grandmother smoked Lucky Strikes and drank vodka every single day until she and she lived until she was 101.
Yeah, she was lighting a cigarette and drove into a pole.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
Right.
She was lighting a cigarette and ignited. Wow, that's wild.
Vodka. Nice.
That is wild.
Nice.
When did she start drinking? What age?
Oh, my God. Like in her teens.
Wow.
Vodka's that's pretty amazing.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad every week would say we have to drop groceries off to Lil, and it would be her 3 bottles of Grey Goose and a carton of Lucky Strike.
Wow, Grey Goose, good stuff.
Yep.
Nice.
3 bottles.
No well drinks here.
How long has Grey Goose been around?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. That's what I remember him buying. She was in like her 80s at that point.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't realize they were around that long. They're kind of new for me.
Yeah, like you're not wrong. Introduced 1997.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Vodka wasn't a thing when I was younger.
No, it was whiskey.
It was Smirnoff.
Yep.
It was all the cheapest.
Yeah, Absolut was like the top notch.
That was new.
I'm having Absolut. Well,
I remember when that was new. All right.
Look at you.
Jessica, thank you.
Thank you. All right. I love you.
Hey, I love you too. I don't love in the air.
Vodka.
And cigarettes and vodka.
Well, everybody's drunk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love you, man.
See what your grandmother started?
Look at that, Alex.
Well, let's see how it ends, because I don't know. Let's. I'm gonna make her like. I'm gonna be a bad influence. I'm gonna be like, nah. She has to beat all these people.
Yeah. Yeah. How's she doing?
She's okay. She's fine.
Yeah.
Same as always. You'll always be like, oh, yep, this is the end. Nope.
Now, what do you mean? Like, she'll get a cold or something? And then it's like, oh,
yeah, well, it's a, like, logically, you know, you're not, like, starting when she was 94, you'd be like, okay, if this is her last year, let's, you know. And I started filming these videos just because it was like, well, let's get it all on tape while I can.
Yep, right.
And now I have too many of them. I'm, like, sick of it.
Anytime she has a basket of laundry heading for the stash, like, okay, here's the moment. I saw the commercial.
Like, yeah, there's only so many times you'd be like, how was the Great Depression? Like, and she's like, you know, she didn't have a great answer. She's like, oh, we were sad. It was, you know, it was
depressing.
Yeah. You know, it was hard. Like, yeah. What was I expecting?
Does she have any, like, stories about eating dirt or, you know, how tough it was starving during the Depression?
Kind of.
Rat sandwiches, things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, those famous rat sandwiches.
With cheese.
I think I'd eat dirt before I ate a rat sandwich.
Well, I think I said this last time, but yeah, she was just like very casually mentioned she was a kid, and like her parents would yell at her because she like ran out into traffic. And then like later in the conversation, I deduced that it was horse and buggy traffic.
Right. Invented the first Frogger.
Horse and buggy traffic.
Right.
Yeah.
That was worse. You're kicked by the horse and rode by the cart.
Yeah, it was a whole different deal. Holy crap.
Horse
and buggy.
Yep.
So did they even have television 106 years ago?
No, that was in the 50s they came out, right?
No, but it came out. She has stories, you know, where it's like, it is like in the movies. They're all like at the window of the like appliance store, like watching the fight.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Just on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
That was like a real thing, according to her.
That's our living room now.
Yes.
Like, I've seen old movies where, like, they would see the news through the store window.
Yeah.
They left the TV on to attract people over to watch it.
Right.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
Well, good luck with this, all your adventures on videos and stuff. Really entertaining. We're linked up on the radio station website.
Yep.
Thank you, Alex Trainer.
Stump the Chumps.
It's Connecticut hockey trivia. And we brought in our Connecticut hockey expert.
Yes.
Drew.
Good morning.
The Druminator.
Let's go Bobcats.
Value.
Andre and Derby.
You know I want these tickets. Okay. 2004, an expansion team was started in Danbury. What was the name of the team?
Gee, I don't know this one. The Danbury Trashers.
Oh, damn it.
Andre, I'm in the documentary on Netflix.
That was him.
I don't know these things. I don't watch hockey. I just want these Freely tickets.
That's so funny.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you.
All right.
Good shooting.
That is a great documentary.
It's amazing.
You don't have to be into hockey.
Nope.
It helps if you are. You don't have to be into Connecticut. It helps if you are.
Yeah.
But watching that thing, man, I was glued to it. And then when we saw Drew on the screen, we jumped up like the Yankees just won the World Series.
Look at
they're
Drew.
Screaming, Drew!
It's the Sopranos on ice. That's what that
That's what
documentary
is.
Right?
Yes. Angelo in East Haven.
Yeah, he caught me off guard. I thought it was just hockey, but a Connecticut. I'm just going to say, who did Tom Colley play for?
The New Haven Nighthawks, number 9.
You got it, my friend.
Wow,
thank you.
Wow.
Tom in Farmington.
Tom? Hello?
3, 2. Phil in Brantford.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Yeah,
how you doing?
The last person to win Shoot the Puck at the New Haven Coliseum.
The last person.
Shoot the Puck?
Shoot the Puck.
Yeah, the Shoot the Puck contest.
Oh, the contest.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Who was the last person to win that, Drew?
Gee, I don't know that.
You?
Answer.
Was it you?
It was me.
Nice. It was you.
Goodbye.
Stump the Chumps.
How would he know that?
Right.
How would he know?
What was I wearing?
Well, congratulations, Phil and Bradford. Ed on the road.
What year did the New Haven Blades join the Eastern Hockey League?
1952.
That's your final answer?
That's my final answer. No. Yeah, 1954. That's my final answer.
You guys are looking it up.
No, we're not.
No, we're not allowed to do that here.
Nope.
You can Google. We're Google free on our side.
Yep.
No, you know what? You know where you went wrong, Ed, when you said that's your final answer?
Yeah, because you had him.
That made him. That made him. You had him.
You had him.
That made him think about it.
Yep.
54-72 at the New Haven Arena.
See? Boom.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Thank you, Ed. So what's he talking about now? What happened?
So the New Haven Blades played in the old Eastern Hockey League in the old New Haven Arena. In fact, they're the only New Haven pro team to win a championship. They won in 56, the Walker Cup. So that's what he was referring to.
Oh. The Blades
before the Nighthawks.
The Nighthawks or no? Two different teams?
Two different teams.
Oh, wow. Mark the Goose Killer.
Morning, friend.
Yep. Hey, Connecticut Hockey Trivia. Go ahead.
Yeah, what year, draft, pick, and round was Jonathan Quick selected?
What year?
You got to pick one of those because that's too many parts.
Pick your best part. What draft pick was Jonathan Quick selected at?
Jonathan Quick from Hamden. I'm going to say third round.
Yeah, but what pick? What number pick?
Oh, what number pick? I'm sorry. 37.
Incorrect.
Okay. What was it?
Yeah.
Third round, he was right, but 72nd overall.
72nd.
72nd.
See, you know.
That wasn't quick at all.
We're going to put you in, but you're only supposed to ask one question, and you asked him two, and he got one right. But we're going to put you in.
Right.
Fair enough.
All right.
All right.
Not really fair enough, but
you get one right. ticket.
But in terms of how Drew does in this round,
He's
undefeated now because that was fakery.
Yes.
That was two questions. He got the first one, then he threw the second one in.
Exactly.
Lloyd in the van.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I can stump him. I got New Haven Blades hockey trivia also.
All right.
All right. What days of the week did they play in the New Haven Arena? It was only 2 days of the week that they played. And I was there.
All right. And no, it wasn't Sunday. I'm going to say Wednesdays and Saturdays.
That's your answer?
That's my answer.
Incorrect. Tuesdays and Sunday matinees.
Okay.
Wow.
You got me there.
I was there for quite a few. Blood hockey.
Did you go to the Arena Bar and Grill next door?
No, I was a kid then, but they used to hoist me up into the Zamboni and have me make snowballs and throw them down to people so they could throw them under the ice.
Nice.
Fun.
It was fun.
Why?
Blood hockey.
Why Tuesday and Sunday?
I don't know. I just went. Yeah. Yeah, it was Sundays we go. Yeah, we go to church and then we get out there and watch people fighting on the ice.
It was perfect.
Great answer. Day. Great perfect question.
Day. All right, Lloyd, you're in the running. Thank you. Tom in Farmington.
Hey there.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, you hear me now?
Yes.
AJ, I don't love your feet. I'll say that first.
Wait, what? You don't want to?
No. I commented on Facebook about it, and you had a photo taken of your feet, and I'm just like, really? Seriously?
Okay. When was this?
But anyway.
I have no idea.
But anyway, enough about that. So who was
you
the
mean,
most
was AJ
penalized?
Standing there in flip-flops, or did he take a picture of his feet and post it?
No, you took a photo the other day, the three of you. I forgot who it was.
Okay, and then he's
and
wearing
AJ
his flip-flops.
AJ made sure, and I commented on Facebook, and AJ made sure that the photo came out far enough so his feet got in the shot.
Yeah, so when I post them, I crop them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, whatever.
I didn't intentionally... Put his feet in there.
So all you got to do now is just give him a
little closer. You're looking for what you want to look for.
Exactly,
dude.
Yeah.
No,
I'm just standing there and taking a photo, damn it.
Drew's like, I got 89 things I can be doing right now.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear a foot fight.
Okay, so that's a good
jam, too.
So what's your question?
So, Tom, just so you know, Ruth is going to just crop AJ's feet, and that's the only thing that's going to be posted today.
Thank you.
No, you know what? You know what? He loves his feet, and that's fine. You know, show him off.
So what's your question?
Oh, my God, really?
So my question is, who was the most penalized Hartford Whalers hockey player for fighting?
Most penalized?
Yes.
He's thinking.
I'm going to say Stu Grimson.
Nope. Mm.
Who was it?
I think it was Teemu Selänne, wasn't it?
You don't know the answer.
You don't know
either?
The answer?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
The phone!
You got to know the answer. Yeah, was it?
After all that, really?
Am I still undefeated?
Don't say feet.
Frank and Derby.
Hello.
Hey, you're on. Yes. What's your question?
Good morning. So the New Haven Nighthawks became the New Haven Senators in the 1992-93 season, was the last season.
Mm-hmm.
Today they are known as?
They were the Belleville Senators.
You okay, Frank?
I don't know if it's still them anymore.
Yeah, you got it.
I got it. All right.
Yeah.
Be careful, Justin.
And get out of traffic, Frank.
That is good, Frank.
There's about to be a hockey fight in the background.
Andre and Derby is back.
Redemption. Okay. The company that owns the Danbury Whalers, Danbury Whalers LLC, yes. What's the name of the chairman?
Oh, he's a car dealership guy.
You're killing me.
No. I
oh, please have it. This is awesome.
Oh, he owns a car dealership.
Where?
Up in that area.
Up in Danbury?
Like in the Danbury area.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. His name is not coming to me right now. I'm picturing his face.
Okay. What kind of car is
it? What does his face look like?
Is it a friendly face? A kind face.
He's got two eyes and a nose and a mouth.
All right, so he's not disfigured.
He's not a hockey player, no.
Oh, my goodness.
He's not Picasso. Let's see. He has a car dealership.
Some dealership.
He's a car dealership. He owns a car dealership. Herm? No, it's not Herm. No. It's...
Herb Obstin? No. Motors?
Andre, I think you got me.
Yeah.
It seems like you're going to recognize it when he says it, though. That's what's frustrating.
That's it.
His eyes are like...
All right, tell me. What is it?
Okay. Lawrence Sorcher. Herm is the CEO.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, you went deep on that one.
That was legit.
Thank you, Google.
And still almost didn't get it.
What's the blood type of?
Yeah, exactly.
Connecticut hockey trivia. Everyone on gets in the running for Ace Frehley tickets. Anthony in Bridgeport.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. Morning.
So the owner of the Thrashers, James Galante, how much did he pay for the Thrashers?
Oh.
Every penny of it.
He paid. I know he had to pay an expansion fee to the league, which I think...
It was a franchise fee.
Yeah, it was a franchise fee to the United Hockey League. It was... I'm going to say... $500,000.
Oh, good guess. That's it?
Wow.
Damn. The Druminator.
Sure, you're the man.
Right, look at you, your Druminator.
Will and Stanford, you're the last one in. Good luck.
All right, so here's the question. Which Connecticut high school team in 2009 and 2010 won the high school state championship?
High school.
Connecticut high school state championship, 2 years running. They're a pretty well-known hockey program.
I'm going to say Cheshire High School.
Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer, yes.
That
That is incorrect. Okay. It is Hamden High.
Hamden High.
Ah.
Well, I was a couple towns.
Right. Yeah, you're right there.
Away.
Different tax.
All right, well, thank you.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.